Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Everybody that calls in the next 30 minutes will also receive absolutely free my new sausage making attachment with spices and casings included. If you like Italian sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, any kind of sausage, you'll love making homemade sausages with your Popeil automatic pasta maker.
All right, I held out for an hour. That's my guy. That's not the product. I don't have it was one of his best sellers.
You didn't have the sausage maker?
No, I didn't have the sausage maker, and I didn't have any of his products, but I love what this guy did as a communicator. Dom Giordano's show. There was the fisherman in a pocket thing, too. But then, of course, was this spray. If you had bald spots, Dan, you spray it on. I don't know what happened if it rained or not.
Yeah, but hair in a can.
Yeah, hair. Is that what it was called?
There was an official name for it I can get for you because I was just watching the video, believe it or not.
Okay.
But yeah, that hairspray, because there was a whole Seinfeld thing about it when George got it, too, right?
I don't remember if he used it. Maybe he did.
No, I think there's an episode where he used that.
He used some Asian product, I think.
This is called GLH Hair Cleanser. But it was it's to fill in the bald spot with a rich, fluffy goo.
Yes. Okay. Ron Popeil, I don't know if he was the originator, the first big on this type of stuff, but it was amazing. Just that thing he did there. That's not in your face, but the sausage maker and all that's going to do everything.
He was one of the first to really utilize the television medium. Pitchmen sort of worked at carnivals and fairs and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And he really was the one who, if not originated it, definitely popularized it on television broadcasting.
Well, especially in the infomercial format. But prior to that, you think back to the 50s, you had like Rod Sterling. He was shoveling products, wasn't he?
So there Rod Sterling, I don't know that he did. No.
But there's a lot of people on TV, you know, men in suits pitching things.
Yeah.
But the way
cigarettes,
we know it.
Cigarettes, usually. Would you like a nice tasting? Yeah, yeah.
The 30-minute infomercial with the, but wait, there's more. That's Ron.
Yes. Excellent choice. That would be my number one. But we'll hear yours. We got the Dom Show 2020 calendar. At the end of your call, just hit us with the all-time to you. And it's a big, broad category, pitchman. You know, people have forgotten, Dan. I don't know that anybody's going to call. He arguably made the most money as a pitchman. I think Michael Jordan may have. But you know who's right up there? Bill Cosby. The Cos at one point had Kodak and Jell-O. I mean, he had some of the most potent American brands, Cosby. And he had 8 or 10 of them, I think, at any one point. 855-839-1210, you get a line. How about Jared Fogel? Subway, the Subway guy. That did not end well. All right, that's at the end of your call. So we're talking about the Super Bowl and its connection. You could see the connection to politics. It's pretty clear to me. J-Lo's daughter coming out of those cages on stage yesterday, that was part of her pushback. It's always about Trump. It's about that born in America, the Puerto Rican flag. But I haven't gotten an answer yet to a question. Dan, you don't have kids, and Joe, a long way off. Isn't it time to say, you know what the NFL is going to do, right? Many times with the halftime show. So how do you screen kids off from that? They don't want to say it, but you got to know it as a parent. I'd love to hear from you. What did you do yesterday knowing Shakira and J-Lo were the halftime show? If you had kids and you were in a place with a lot of people, Super Bowl party, all that kind of thing. What did you do at that point? Did you say, well, I didn't do anything. I was aghast. I never thought this. Oh, come on. You got to know. This is as it's built. This is exactly what's going to happen. Jeb Bush gave this rave review. So he liked all the Spanish. He liked all the pushback against Trump. Marco Rubio, the same thing. I don't mind a little bit of it being in Spanish. I'm fine with that. And I get the two acts. but it was a tremendous amount of this. But it was a big, big show. And the Super Bowl requires a big show. Just like running for president, bigness usually helps. That's usually a major component of this. And Trump is kind of making that point already with Mini Mike over the weekend, the Hannity interview. There wasn't anything newsworthy except Trump riffing on Bernie, Sleepy Joe, and mainly on Bloomberg, going after Doomberg. So the big story today is the Iowa caucus. And what's going to happen is that Bernie's going to win. Now, I'll take you through, just so you have a sense. I'll try to shorten it. I'll give you the bullet points, because I was there in Iowa. I know how crazy this place is. I think it's disgraceful that all this emphasis is placed on Iowa. It's a state that's tiny, it's not diverse, and it has this cockamamie system when it comes to figuring out this caucus stuff and who's won and who's lost and alternatives and all that. I'll take you through what happens when they go to caucus tonight. I think there are 1,600 caucus sites across the state tonight. 1,600 of these places they gather. And this could go on for hours. And they do these alignments. So what happens is this. Voters go to caucus. They fill out a card with the first choice of a candidate. For many, that's going to be Bernie. By the way, it's kind of the extreme on both sides. Extremely conservative or extremely progressive. Results are tabulated and reported in what is called the first alignment. Now imagine this is going on in 1,600 of these sites in Iowa. Candidates failing to reach 15% of the vote, higher, they have a higher standard in some precincts, are considered not viable. So their supporters can switch to another candidate after this first alignment. Okay? Results are tabulated and reported in what is called the final alignment. Results are used to calculate and report the number of state delegate equivalents allotted to each candidate. The number of state delegates determines how many national delegates each candidate receives in July. They're going to give three results tonight: raw vote totals, delegates, and turnout. And for the first time, they'll release tallies from the caucus's first and second rounds, the alignments. You know, why in the world this craziness? So a lot of it is getting your people there. Elizabeth Warren, America's bad grandma. You know, what did we tell you recently? One kid tweeted, yeah, she's like the grandma that doesn't bake cookies. Elizabeth Warren is offering babysitting services across the state. Yeah, she's mobilized an army of babysitters. Would you let your kid be babysat by Elizabeth Warren surrogates? Just imagine what they'll be telling the kids. You know, what kind of story time would it be? There's something, Dan, if anything occurs, even on Twitter. Yeah, what would the babysitter brigade for Elizabeth Warren tonight, watching the kids so parents can go off and caucus for her? What story, what would they read to the kids? Maybe Robin Hood, because they think Robin Hood was robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. What would be the choice, the fairy tale?
If we're talking California, we can read Everybody Poops.
There you go. All right, there you go. That's a great one. Is that a book, or you just
Poop
made that
Patrol?
Up?
No, it's a real book.
It is a real book. Yeah, what would be the choice? What games will they play to occupy the kids when the parents are away at the caucus? I mean, I'm sure they have this all mapped out. I'm sure they're training up her babysitters tonight in Iowa. So if you have one, let us know. 855-839-1210. All right, the halftime show with John in Wildwood. Hey, John, welcome in.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good, John.
First of all, I'm the guy who got you the voter's shirt dropped off to you at Mulligan.
Oh, well, thank you very much, John. Yes, I proudly have it in my ensemble of various Trump shirts and related phraseology. Thank you, John.
But wait, here's the thing. But in the halftime report, all these people that go after Trump for being a misogynist, you know, and he's a sexist and all this stuff. They're the ones that are glowing over this halftime. Where I, at the beginning of it, I was waiting for a lot of fanny shots. Where pretty much I got all I got was crotch.
Nice description. You're a heck of a pundit on this. So you knew this was going to happen, right? So this isn't something you should have kids with. Yeah.
Well, we sat up. We were sitting. I was sitting in an establishment, and a couple of us, nobody knew each other. And it was coming on, and I said, "Oh, it's going to be the fanny show."
Right.
And we started laughing and people made comments. And these two beautiful women and great dancers. It was very nice. But don't sit there and call the president a misogynist. And you're sitting there applauding this stuff, like, you know.
Well, that's right. How do you square this? What is this empowerment of women? You know, if the media were doing their job, this is the type of question they would ask. I guess you can make an argument it is. I'm not sure how.
You know what? I just think it's just funny. I mean, it's an observation. That's all. That's all it was.
Yeah, exactly. Who's your pitch person? Who's your pitch person, John?
I can't remember the guy out of Philadelphia. There used to be a guy back in the 70s that was selling, like, you know, like all different kinds of gadgets and stuff. And he was the king of something. And I can't remember his name. But I think he even ended up getting indicted for stuff later on. But he had these crazy commercials where he came out yelling at you. And he had a crown on his head.
Oh.
He was jumping up and down on mattresses and stuff.
Okay, Joe may know that one. Joe, do you know that? Was that the Seinfeld guy, the king?
You know, I was equally as lost as he was
okay.
on that name. I have
okay.
no idea.
Gadget King. Yeah, I don't know that one. We'll put it down, though. Okay, 855-839-1210. Today's prize at the end of the show, greatest pitch man coming off the commercials and a listener request, Dom Time 2020. This is a huge, huge deal for us. I hope you enjoy it. And it's a talk radio calendar with me in various costumes for each month and Dan for Christmas. But in addition to that, we put in each month dates that we thought talk radio listeners don't see on the ordinary calendars. Ronald Reagan's birthday, the day the Electoral College was formed, President Trump's birthday, stuff like that. National Lasagna Day. I don't know how that got in there, but it's in there. All right. Some fun stuff, too. So you hit us with that pitch man at the end of your call. I wanted to know, though, I haven't heard from any moms, any women yesterday. Don't you know by now that the halftime show, I don't see how you can make a complaint other than that the NFL then shouldn't do this. As a parent, you got to have awareness that this is what it's going to be. I didn't think that went any further yesterday than I thought it would. By the way, Shakira dominated more than J-Lo. Yeah, there was a pole dance. There was all that type of stuff, an homage to Hustlers. But it was also political. He brings her daughter out from a cage, and they're singing Born in the USA. Right? Pretty obvious message.
I did not take it that way at all.
You did not? You don't think those were cages?
No, I really don't think so.
Dan, take another look at them. I don't think that's a stretch.
It's like we're stretching to be offended anymore.
No. I'm just telling you, I know you're not.
I should say that. I think you're having a fine reaction to it, but I've just seen it all day today, and it's like, come on, guys. I feel like the NFL tried to overcompensate for its patriotism, and we're just trying to find any little thing about it that we can complain about and bitch and moan about. Like, can't we just accept that? Like, if we want to complain, I'll complain about them lip syncing the entire Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay. The only criticism I have criticism of parents. So if you're one of those parents, call up. I want to criticize you, to Dan's point. But the NFL can't bill the halftime show as family entertainment. So don't they bill it as that? Watch it with your family. You can't watch that with kids. Yesterday's show. You can't. So what do? Do they have to give a disclaimer? So why are people complaining so much today about the halftime show? I get it, Franklin Graham complaining overall. But parents, to Dan's point, you got to be aware this is what it's going to be, right? They did almost go overboard. What was the Johnny Cash, the flag song, the battered flag? There was a song that Cash did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was beautifully done.
Mm-hmm.
They did seem to sprinkle in more veterans this time. They did. And there was a lot of that connected to the show. I didn't see anything else objectionable at all.
No, one of the most heartwarming things to me was the intro, where he stops at the Pat Tillman statue and kind of just takes a moment to look and, you know, appreciate what the military does for everybody.
Who did that?
The little kid during the intro.
Oh, the kid. Okay, the kid that was running in and actually ran into the field. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, I did too.
Is that Odell Beckham III or something?
Why?
Did you see his hair?
Oh, because of his hair?
Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu had that hair too. So many people have that hair.
Okay.
Come on.
I thought they were playing with that a little bit. But the kid was fabulous. The commercial, the intro was really well done. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Too much criticism over nothing. Or were you offended? Really, you can tell us by the halftime show. Don't you know that that's where the NFL is going to go? And a guy tweeted at me, well, you know, I don't want up with people out there as the halftime show. But this was pushing the envelope. If you have kids, what did you do? Did you just pretend like it wasn't happening? Did you tell them to go into another room? Or did you say, well, you know, it's not that out there? So one suggestion now, the grandma who doesn't bake cookies, Elizabeth Warren, I don't know how many babysitters she's sending out there. I think there's a substantial number so that her people can caucus tonight. Billy Bob Wears a Dress. I don't know if that's a book. Somebody email me that one as a suggestion. You know, what would Elizabeth Warren be offering? Maybe something like this, though. We pulled this from CBS, trying to explain the wealth tax, and they're using pies, of all things. This is CBS This Morning, using pies to urge Americans to support a wealth tax. Now, Bernie's just direct. He's just going to come and take it. At least Elizabeth Warren tries to make you believe it's only going to be the richest of the rich. Listen to this logic, though, from CBS This Morning, urging Americans to support a wealth tax by using pies.
The topic may be everywhere on the campaign trail.
You want to talk about wealth inequality in America?
Not really.
But off it? Not so much.
Hey, you want to talk about wealth inequality? Oh, another time. We'll catch you later.
So?
We got some free pie here. Free pie?
We turned America's economic pie into a real one.
This is the American pie.
And found a lot more people willing to address a simple question. Who gets what?
We have five plates.
Alrighty.
This represents everybody in America.
Okay.
So you've got your wealthiest 20% all the way down to your poorest 20%. And that is the American pie.
The pie itself represents about $98 trillion of household wealth in America.
Everybody?
We asked people to dole it out as accurately as possible.
I guess start off with two slices.
On the wealthiest?
Here.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many pieces of the pie would you put on the middle class?
Put four.
Four. All right. That's the middle class.
Let's do half a piece to the poorest.
Like right in the middle there?
Yep.
Okay.
Perfect.
So are you going to have to move some of the wealthiest to the lower class?
How much?
Two pieces.
To the lower middle?
Lower middle class.
Okay. So can I show you what reality looks like?
Not like this, obviously.
Unfortunately not.
No one was even close.
So it's actually nine pieces of pie.
Wow.
Yeah. 90% of the wealth is right here in the top.
That's terrible.
Now, the upper middle class and the middle class, they share one piece. So these guys, they've got about 80% of a piece. They get 20% of a piece. And then the lower middle class, they've got 0.3% of a piece. Yeah, they have some crumbs there. There you go. That's what they get. And the poorest, they have no pie. In fact, they have less than no pie. They actually have a bill for pie. They're in pie debt. They owe pie.
All right, then. So does that explain it well? And when is the idea for CBS that when Americans see that, uh-oh, now socialism is going to be much better. Now Elizabeth Warren's going to look a lot better because now they understand it. See, there were dopes before. And now when they look at the pie thing, that's the tell. And they're going to believe all this stuff. And they're going to say, wow, I'm not getting any pie.
No one was even close.
No one was even close with CBS.
No one was even close.
Now, wait a minute. What's that guy making per year, do you think? CBS correspondent and all that. Let's say he becomes an anchor, right? Of some sort, Dan. That guy could be making $500,000 a year, even if he's not the prime anchor, right? Should he be getting at $500,000 a year? He's getting too much pie. Would he be willing to give that back? Suppose you said it to the guy, Dan, you were the guy they were talking to, and you said, all right, how much pie are you getting? Where are you? That's too much pie.
No one was even close.
Yes. So is the argument by CBS this morning, the reason why this is not a compelling argument in America is because people don't know this. If they know it, then they might do something about it. All right, let me go to Tom in Chalfont. Tom, you're here on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Tom.
Morning. First, I'm going to talk about the pie fibber. The poor get probably almost 35 to 40%. You got 47 million people in this country that don't pay taxes, and it's costing us hundreds and hundreds of billions, so that's bogus. But anyway, getting back to the halftime show, I like good-looking, sexy girls, but I don't like the fact that they're swinging their butts in front of the camera and butt in front of little kids. How about bringing back the big college bands at halftime like they used to have? I was telling your screener, did you ever go to a Temple football game and watch the halftime? Well, that band is so big and so great, it's worth half the admission just to watch the band. Why can't we go back to that?
They're in person, but you're not going to put that on TV. You think that really compares with entertainment in America, the halftime bands?
I do if you get the top bands and you have good close-up shots and have good audio. And anyway, my choice for the main huckster is Phil Swift with his tape.
Phil Swift?
You call him.
What did he
sell?
He has
this black tape. I forget what it's called.
Flex Seal.
But he puts it on his boat so his
Flex
boat
Seal.
Doesn't leak.
Yeah, Flex Seal. Okay, you're the first one
Flex
to call
Seal,
it. Yep. Phil Swift with Flex Seal. Yeah, Flex Seal, that guy. That is a tremendous pitch man. All right, so at the end of your call, hit us with your pitch man. What about CBS and the pie here? Now, you heard what Tom said that, well, wait a minute here. How about all the government subsidies? How do they match up with the pie? I'm not saying they actually match up with this, but, CBS trying to make this, the idea, I guess, is the American people don't understand this. So if Bernie gets some rutabaga pie and is out there enough corners in America, if he's a nominee, he's going to make them understand you're not getting your pie. And with that, that's going to be the big deal. That's where we're going to go. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Bernie's going to win tonight in Iowa. As I said, Iowa is a state that is very progressive on the Democrat side and very conservative pretty much on the Republican side. And in these caucuses, he's going to come out ahead, however they spin it. And that is going to start a bigger war than they already have. Not so much just because they don't think Bernie can win, but because they think he might upset the infrastructure of all these powerhouses and all these lobbyists and all the money that's at stake here. That's what they're afraid of with him. In addition to they think he might not win. He won't do business as usual. Joe Biden will. Joe Biden's not going to win tonight. If he gets dumped and they can't make an argument, he didn't even come in second, which I think he will. That's really big trouble. So that's where we are. But the pie argument here. When Americans look at this economy, are they really going to buy the pie argument? You're not getting enough of your piece of the pie. The mob on the Democrat side that already believes it, they already have them. Can they make people in the middle class? That's what CBS was trying to do here. Saying, yeah, all we're doing with this wealth tax, we're just taking some of the pie. It's not just we're taking money from them. We're giving it to you. Let's go to Al in South Jersey. Hey, Al, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, love the show.
Thank you.
The pie analogy doesn't work because it assumes that the pie is one size and never grows as the economy grows.
Well, that's right. That's been the classic argument. The bigger the economy gets, there's more and more and more for everyone that's out there. Now, you could argue, yeah, but the very rich are still going to be getting a lot more. But is that what drives people?
But that's okay.
Yeah, is that what drives people?
Okay.
Or do they say, I'm going to be potentially wealthy or at least upper middle class?
So here's the question I pose to my kids when they come home from college and talk about income inequality. Would you rather make $50,000 a year knowing that your boss only makes $100,000 a year, Or would you rather make $100,000 a year knowing that your boss makes $1 million a year?
Yep. Great question. What did he say?
The second is major income inequality.
It's 10 times, right, versus the first,
No, they all say they want to make the 100,000, right? So that puts the whole the income inequality thing is a joke and a sham to pit people against each other.
Well, it is. And CBS didn't exactly act as if they were journalists there and putting it out. You know, they were pushing for this. They're pushing for the wealth tax. The argument I take away from that is Americans don't understand this. They're dopey. If we just explain it to them with pies, they're going to revolt and vote for these progressives. Who's your pitch man?
Ronald Reagan.
Back to the days, what was it, 20 Mule Team Borax?
GE, all that stuff, yeah.
Oh, GE it was, too. I'm thinking of Ron. Yeah, he was GE, General Electric, when they were coming around. Yeah, Ronald Reagan is a real good one. That's quite a while ago, but Ronald Reagan, an excellent one. All right, so far I have Mr. Whipple, Billy Mays, Vince Shalomi, Gadget Guy, Crazy Eddie, Ronald Reagan, Ron Popeil was mine, Billy Graham was Dan's. We have Billy Mays, Joe kind of anoints that one too. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up inside the mind of Dom, but we'll continue taking your calls. And does this pie argument work? I love what the last two callers have said, particularly the idea. You know, ask someone, if it's growing, do you mind if your boss is increasing, but you're increasing? In other words, do you look at it and say, well, I got to be on parity with him, but if I'm doubling my salary, even if he's tripling his, is that the determinant? Is that the thing that you look at? And doesn't that happen with a roaring economy, that wages are going to go up, things are going to go up? Isn't the other argument misery loves company? You know, there's not going to be any growth, but we're going to stop these people. You're going to feel better, not because you necessarily have more. The government is the one who will have more, but the rich will not have as much. Yeah, well, how does that help me? Well, there'll be more government programs. Yeah, but what about my personal income? Well, that's going to stay the same or go down. But realize the rich are not going to have as much. Is that the secret sauce?
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.